Today's program is proudly brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Visit wholefoodsmarket.com or download the Whole Foods Market app to learn more and find the store nearest to you.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
This is Cynthia Cherish Mallor and Reverend and DJ Cherish the Love, and you are listening to Wedding Cake on Heritage Radio Network. Before I forget, let me tell you how to reach out to me and get my attention on social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at DJ Cherish the Love, that is love spelled L-U-V, and hashtag using a wedding cake, all one word, Heritage underscore radio, and hashtag Rev Love. So welcome to Wedding Cake. We are more than halfway through, I think, the second season. So for those who might just be listening for the first time, this show, Wedding Cake, is a sweet revenge on my own wedding day years ago when I didn't get to have cake when I eloped in Vegas. So that marriage didn't work out, but I still love weddings. I love DJing them. I love writing the ceremonies and officiating them. I even love coordinating the surprise marriage proposals around New York City. So go to my website, djcherishthelove.com, that's love spelled L-U-V, and reach out to me if you are planning on popping the question. I can coach you, and together we can make it epic. And the best part of the show, every week we get to eat wedding cake on air. And because I'm not bitter and I love love, I decided I should have my cake every week and eat it too. So if you need a DJ for your wedding or want me to officiate and write your ceremony, hit me up and check out our previous episodes, Wedding Cake, on iTunes and Stitcher. Check out the first season, too. I've had some wonderful wedding professionals on. They've given lots of great advice over mouthfuls of cake. So be sure to tune in, subscribe on iTunes, and find those previous shows on Stitcher and heritageradionetwork.org. So speaking of DJing, I DJ Cherish the Love. I'm Whole Foods New York City's official DJ, so come and hang and eat and listen to my select tunes every first Tuesday of every month, 6 to 8 p.m. Bryant Park, New York City. October was great. There was a party behind my booth. It was wonderful to hear laughter behind me, a mix of different languages swirling around the air. It was fantastic. So I hope to see you at the next Whole Foods DJ night, November 7th and December 5th. 6 to 8 p.m., Whole Foods, Bryant Park, New York City, upstairs at the Harbor Bar. So I just DJed for Food Network. It was amazing. You might have seen a few pictures of our very own executive director, Katie, and communications director, Kat, at the event with me. It was the New York Wine and Food Festival, hosted by Speed Rack and Chef Anne Burrell. I rocked the crowd with a badass all-women set, and oh, I cannot wait for the next one. You can also find me as resident DJ at New York City's coolest, hottest new bar, lounge, restaurant in the West Village, Urban Vegan Kitchen. I am there Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and I spin classics and unsigned and indie artists. I sneak in a few here and there. So you can send me your tracks and I'll put it out there into the world. Send to DJ Cherish the Love, that's love spelled L-U-V, at gmail.com. And thank you to everyone who has taken a picture of me up in Times Square through October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and sent me a photo. It was lovely to receive those. I saved them all. It was great to see your point of view. It was surreal, awesome, true honor. The Living With app has launched, and I highly recommend it for anyone who needs support for their cancer diagnosis, because we got you. So for more info on that, you can follow me on Instagram at DJ Cherish the Love, love spelled L-U-V. And you might remember my voice from my previous show on Heritage Radio Network called Primary Food. It hasn't gone away. It still very much lives. So search for it on iTunes and Stitcher, because there are many, many gems about life and creativity and my healing from cancer. And I'll be back on the Primary Food. But since we are still in the beautiful autumn wedding season, I figured we should still have cake and talk about love. So listeners, you can listen up and call, and I will field all your questions, 718-497-2128. Again, that's 718-497-2128. This show, Wedding Cake, is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Please do it now. So again, you can call in live 718-497-2128 to join me and, well, today's delicious wedding cake slice brought to you by Coco V, vegan chocolate shop in the West Village. Their chocolate cake is not only delicious, it's cruelty-free and therefore truly guilt-free. And I honestly have a hard time sharing it. So that's why today it's just you and me and this cake on today's special episode about my favorite topic, music, and specifically wedding music. Oh, how do you choose those special songs? So as a wedding DJ, I've helped many couples with this, and it's always, of course, a personal preference. And I have the honor to trigger the soundtrack on the most important day of a newly minted couple's life. And I've picked up this little book that I think people should buy a copy of. It's called Stuff Every Bride Should Know. It's fantastic. It's by Michelle Park Lazette, published by Quirk Books. This mini book, it's like handheld size. It's so wonderful. It's pocket-sized food for thought when you're planning this extremely stressful thing and you need a little inspiration and organization. Pick up a copy. Buy one for your friend who's getting married. It's kind of like Cliff Notes for brides, and it's great for planning. I will be featuring nuggets from this book for the remainder of this season, and I'll be having the author, Michelle Park, on as well. So subscribe to this podcast so you can get all the info. So I'm going to turn to page 53 and share a little something from this book that pertains to this episode. How to select your soundtrack. Music permeates part of your wedding day. And as with other parts of a wedding, the music is the most memorable when it fits the two of you. That's not to say you should play only the 90s hits or the Metallica tunes you sing in the shower. The dance floor might prove emptier than you'd hope if your soundtrack isn't accessible to the majority of your guests. So play a good mix. That's a great tip. Because I often get couples who really want to control the music, but really, at some point, they've got to let go and let the people enjoy. So put thought into your ceremony music, too. Avoid strange song choices for moments when all the eyes are on you. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Do you have songs that are must-plays? Are those must-play music songs you can dance to? If they aren't, maybe you want to hear them during dinner. Will you let your guests make song requests? This is where a do not playlist comes in handy. I, as the DJ, always insist on a do not play song list for so many reasons. Sometimes there's a song that triggers something sad in someone, you know, who's attending, and we don't want to do that on this beautiful day. Sometimes a song is chosen or played, and it's a song that reminds the couple of a previous marriage, and we don't want that either. So we want to keep on the happy train of music. Are you philosophically opposed to line dances? Now, that's a really important question. So many people love them, and so many people hate them. I have to say, 50-50 split amongst my couples. They either want the line dances, or they absolutely don't. And even when guests are requesting them, the couples shake their head, and they're like, not my wedding. So I have to respect that. So, do you want to include your guests in traditional dances? Extending moments like the father-daughter dance, for example, would mean inviting your guests to dance with their dads too. And this is a way to pack the dance floor early. I do like this, and I also do include culturally traditional dances. Whether I did a Greek wedding or a Lithuanian wedding or an Albanian wedding, the dance floor got packed real fast with circle dances or chair dances, things like that. It's fantastic. So that's a great, you know, great bunch of tips from this book. We're going to go back to the book towards the end of the show. But that in mind, I asked Facebook, hey, everyone in Facebook land, what was your wedding theme song or first dance? And if you're not married, but you're envisioning it, what would your songs be? And this is what folks said. Marnie, she said their first dance was I Want to Grow Old With You by Adam Sandler from The Wedding Singer. I'm sharing all these because these are all great ideas and they might spark something in you, because it is not the easiest task to choose your very special song. Zoila said that their first dance was Joby Joba by the Gypsy Kings. And she said that the biggest hit at their wedding was when their DJ played Hava Nagila mixed into Kanye and Jay-Z and the crowd went wild. And I did a similar thing. It was a Pink / Hava Nagila mix for a wedding that I did in San Francisco last year. It was Hava Nagila, Get This Party Started. And it sounds really kooky and really corny, but in the moment it was pure fire. Beth says Fly Me to the Moon was their first dance, and she sang Natural Woman to her man during the reception. That's so beautiful. Kyung says that Tito Nieves' I'll Always Love You was their first song. Kate Steinberg, their recessional song was Fly Me to the Moon. Lindsay Norris from Kansas City, Kansas, said Stand By Me was their song. And it turned out to be perfect for what was waiting for them. This is Lindsay's story.
When we were choosing a song for our wedding, we wanted to find something classic and timeless. Something that tells a beautiful story of supporting each other no matter what challenges you're faced with. So we chose Stand By Me by Ben E. King. We had no idea how meaningful and true the lyrics of the song would end up being. After I was diagnosed with cancer a little over a year ago, when our son was just 3 and with a new baby at home, I couldn't help but be reminded of the promise we made to each other and the words of our wedding song. My husband has been my rock and my constant support throughout this whole journey, and I will never be afraid of what the future holds, just as long as I have Camden to stand by me.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I get all the feels, and that's the whole point. That is the whole point. Choosing a song that means so much for a relationship that means the world. So thank you so much for that, Lindsay, my sister in this cancer healing journey. We're going to take a little music break. This is At Least I Got My Baby by Camille Hartman. This song just might be your special wedding day song.
My sweet babe. your hand. We both understand.
Welcome back. This special episode of Wedding Cake is a discussion about music choices and why it really does matter. No, you don't want to just save money and plug in an iPod or Spotify playlist. I mean, what's the difference between an iPod and a DJ? A DJ has a heart, and they're listening, and they can read the crowd. So we will also be featuring the book Stuff Every Bride Should Know by Michelle Park Lizette through the rest of the season. And I'll be featuring stories in this episode from across the country that will warm your heart. We just heard Lindsay's from Kansas, and that was so beautiful. And music selections from this show are from our awesome Heritage Radio Network vault of music and lyricist, producer, and DJ Jordan Knox. So I love talking music. Now, if you remember my previous show on Heritage Radio Network, Primary Food, well, what is primary food? The food we put in our mouths and chew and eat and swallow, we consider that secondary food. And primary food is everything else in life that nourishes us before we eat. And that's great friends, great conversations, going to the gym, petting your dog, having a, you know, a great Thanksgiving dinner, and great music. So there's so much you can do for your music ideas for your wedding. And, you know, here's some more from the wonderful cloud of Facebook. Stuart says their song was Ribbon in the Sky. Layla, she walked down the aisle to My Heart Will Go On, and their first dance was Earth Song as a tribute to the king and to the earth. She said she doesn't love cheesy love songs. I kind of do. Ari said their song was Sons and Daughters. It's a slow indie song that almost romanticizes the ins and outs of married life. Vanessa Dawson's song was The Very Thought of You by Nat King Cole. It was the song that was playing when they had their first kiss. So there's a great idea. How do you choose a song? Maybe it's a song that happened, you know, in the background during a beautiful event. Enrico said their song was If You Asked Me To. Heritage Radio host Emily Peterson and her husband Mark, their song was When I'm 64. Katie Mosman, her processional was acoustic guitar cover of Like Real People Do. Their bridal processional was acoustic guitar cover of I Melt With You. I love that. And their first dance was Days Like This. Nice job, Katie. Alice Marcus Krieg, all of these Heritage contributions, I love it. Her song was You Get a Pole, I Get a Pole, Honey. It's the Crawdad song from the Andy Griffith Show, except the drunk musicians played the wrong song and theme song from the Bass Fishing Show. But they danced anyway. It was the story of their lives. Angela wrote to me, when she finds him, it will be It Had to Be You. But she wants it interrupted by a Juan Luis Guerra song because she loves a mix of classic and merengue. Ellen said it will be Latch, acoustic version by Sam Smith or Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. James Otten and his brother also used Dream a Little Dream of Me, which I thought was so sweet, and their parents used Chicago's Color My World. Now, I love this. Jen Maravegas, I was there at this wedding, and it was the best music. Needles and Pins by the Ramones was their first dance, and then they had all sorts of music during the ceremony. Groom's Processional, Sick Boy by Social Distortion. Bridesmaid's Processional was La La Love You by the Pixies. Bridal Processional was I Want to Hold Your Hand by TV Carpio. And their recessional, A Brief Yet Triumphant Intermission by Against Me. I love that. So you can really put your personal taste into your song selections. It doesn't have to be something popular that people recognize. It really should be personalized, I think. Melissa Curtis said their song was Me and You by Kenny Chesney. and she danced with her dad to I Loved Her First. Christina Tennyson's song is Annie's Song by John Denver. Brett Chambers' Don't Fade Away by Dead Can Dance. Love that. Jeff Hall, You Never Can Tell. And they had the whole Jackrabbit Slim twist off going, which is really great. Cecily said her song was I always loved Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that was their song. And her bestie played White Wedding. Heather's first marriage was Thank You, Led Zeppelin. Her second marriage was My Life by the Beatles. Melissa's Schneider's song is This Year's Love by David Gray. Susan Hannigan's was Iggy Pop and Peggy Lee's mix of I Say Passenger La La Fever. You can find that on YouTube. It's pretty epic, actually. And she also thinks that David Bowie's Absolute Beginners would be a great song, and I really love that. So here's a little story from Gary, Indiana, from Billy and Renee.
My funny wedding song story is this. Neither Renee or I can remember what our wedding song was. Renee does remember this, however. The DJ played the wrong song. Probably is all the same as I can't dance anyway. I probably didn't even notice he was playing the wrong song. We'd like to leave you with this.
In life, from time to time, we meet special people. Through the This Is Living with Cancer project, we were fortunate to meet a special person named Cynthia Maloran.
Through the suffering and mental anguish that comes with being a cancer patient, the disease makes you focus and puts you on a short road towards your life's mission. The unimportant falls to the wayside, and your true meaning for being becomes clearer.
This disease can strip you of your dignity, just to see if you can put it back together and come out better than ever. Cynthia knows her life's mission, and we're all better for it. She believes, as we do, that music heals.
Viva la DJ, cherish the love. Cynthia, cherish Maloran. Roll on with the show of life.
Oh, that was so beautiful. They sent me that, and I was just all sorts of, fuzzy feelings inside. Thank you so much, Billy and Renee. I love you guys for that. We're going to take another music break from our Heritage Radio Network archives and hear from our sponsor. Maybe this track will be your special first dance. It's called Land Majestic by Annie Rossi.
And untamed, a land majestic and untamed. And we fell into the Grand Canyon in winter, feeling bitter, and fell down the rocky cliffs, the pointed cliffs. Thank you.
Today's program is proudly brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Whole Foods Market believes in seeking out local, fresh, and seasonal food, and in supporting local farmers, makers, and the community as a whole, economically and agriculturally. Whole Foods Market believes in food that is vivid and colorful, fresh and full of nutrients. Food that connects you to your body, the seasons, and to nature. Food that helps you do more, sleep better, and wake up happier. Found in over 400 locations throughout the United States, Whole Foods Market only sells food that meets their standards, which means no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, or sweeteners, ever. Whole Foods Market believes in real food. Visit WholeFoodsMarket.com or download the Whole Foods Market app to learn more.
And we're back with more wedding song first dance ideas. These are great ideas so far. Thank you so much, everyone on Facebook who contributed to this episode. We've got a few more. Lizette says, "Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now" by Jefferson Starship was their song. I love that. That's one of my favorite songs. We had another song, another vote for Stand By Me. Donna Benjamin, Agatha James, their song was Angel by Leona Lewis. Aura Dynamo Fox said, if we had or have a shindig, it will probably be Kraftwerk's Computer Love mixed with something else disco. And I love that. And even though she's saying they didn't meet online, that would still be one of their favorite songs for sure. Eileen Pamela says, At Last, Etta James was their song. Classic. Melissa Goldman Moore was Leonard Cohen. Beautiful, beautiful, of course. Dance Me to the End of Love. And she says that they also wanted to do Let's Dance because secretly she wanted to marry David Bowie. Sharon says Someone Like You by Van Morrison. And she just heard another song the other day, which made her think it would be a contender if she got married again. So when she hears it again, she'll get the name and send it to us. Laura DeAngelis says, Come Rain or Come Shine by Sarah Vaughan. Awesome choice. Love that. Eric Slavin says, I Never Talk to Strangers, Tom Waits and Bette Midler. Marie Arisantos Moro, Don't Laugh, is her wedding song. First dance was Leather and Lace. See, so the range, it's everywhere. And that's what's so fun about it. Mary Lee Mullen, Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And here's an interesting idea from John Landers.
I decided to write my vows into a song called The Special Moment. Recorded it with a very talented independent artist, and it was our first dance. It was really quite nice. It wasn't the dry eye in the place for that one.
I love that idea. That's a wonderful idea. So what if you made your own song? Hey, if you've got the time, the talent, and the drive to do so, I vote for that. I think that's really special. Eric Southern said Kokomo by the Beach Boys was their song. Holly Sislow, L-O-V-E by Natalie Cole. And we're about to end this episode, but before I do that, I'm going to read another portion of this book, Stuff Every Bride Should Know by Michelle Park Lizette. Can't wait to get her on here as a guest. It's going to be wonderful. Check this book out. Pick up a copy. So on page 54, Finding a DJ. Don't presume that all a DJ does is play music and that a streaming music service is a foolproof stand-in. A reputable professional DJ manages the timeline and the crowd, announcing your grand entrance, playing the music they observe your crowd really will get into, and ensuring that dinner music is not too loud or grating for conversations. See, just that alone, that paragraph, explains why you need to hire a DJ. Most DJs offer uplighting, or lighting concentrated in an upward direction, often placed along walls and behind the head table. It elevates the look of a room. So be sure to find a DJ with a master of ceremonies MC skills, someone who will announce special moments only after ensuring you're ready for them, someone who will take the time to learn how to pronounce names correctly, someone who has personality, but not one that's self-serving. That's really important. So I take time, me personally, I read through names, I make sure I'm reading everyone's names correctly, I ask people, how do I say your name correctly? That's super important. Those details matter when you're on the mic, and we don't want mistakes on that day. So how do you personalize wedding receptions? You pick up on it when a DJ tells you how he or she usually does things. Do you want the same party he or she hosted last week for someone else? Probably not. If you requested a song before your event that you don't presently have in the library, these are questions you ask the DJ. How will they obtain it? Will they obtain it? And it should be yes. They'll obtain it. Me personally, I just buy it. You know, what's a buck? Or a buck 29, it's nothing. Anything to make my client happy. Another question to ask your DJ, how will you plan to play our particular venue? So you want someone who will do their homework to make sure that they bring everything they need and set up appropriately. Good DJs will go to the venue weeks, maybe months even in advance, and check it out to make sure that day goes smoothly and perfect. How do you hide your equipment? Draping can ensure your venue doesn't look like an electronics store. We DJs have a spaghetti bowl of wires, and I always cover it with my black fabric. You'll never know what's under the table. Don't look. You'll be scared. It's good to ask a DJ also, maybe, you know, what will you wear? I ask my clients and my brides and grooms and couples, hey, what's your color theme? And I like to try to match or at least stand back and be like in classy black. So how many hours are included in the package? So you have to know also with your DJ what constitutes overtime. Make sure you do a contract. I do contracts with all my clients. It's super important so that everybody's on the same page. What's your contingency plan in the event of illness or equipment failure? Ooh, if your DJ doesn't talk about redundancy, you're in trouble. Then call me. So I have 3, 4, 5 backup plans for the day of, and it's really, really important to me to make sure that nobody knows if something ever went wrong. Another question you can ask the DJ, may we see some references and clips of your past work? So although some DJs may offer, don't expect all DJs to invite you to see them playing at a wedding, because would you want a DJ welcoming a stranger to your wedding reception? Probably not. But you can ask, are there videos online from your parties? I've got tons myself on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, just because I love to capture the events and it's such a special thing. So you can also choose a band. So finding a band, this is also from Stuff Every Bride Should Know by Michelle Park Lizette. If you prefer live music, go for it. Be sure to ask about a musician's or band's style and specialty and the music clips you've heard. Are they live, untouched ones, or technically enhanced? Can a member of the band act as an MC, master of ceremonies? So be sure to ask the band all those bulleted questions above about a DJ too. So pick up this book. We're going to keep reviewing it through the rest of this season. And this is the end of this episode. I'm going to eat this piece of cake when we're done. We're going to close this episode out with our season 2 theme song, The One by Jordan Knox.
This show, Wedding Cake, is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep Heritage Radio Network alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now. This is Reverend and DJ Cherish the Love. Thanks for listening to Wedding Cake. Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. And please come back for another slice of wedding cake.
Is it a dream that I'm here with you? I've been wanting this since I could think that old love's done. It's in my rear view. A love like this makes life make sense. Can we be happy till life's complete? A love that never ceases in time. A love that only true love can find. My heart, my baby, my keys, my everything. My nothing even matters. I'm coming home to my queen. Tears in my eyes as you walk down the aisle. A love that won't hide. A love that makes a room shut up. Stop looking, listen. You must. We make lust run, we God fearing. You make me scream hallelujah, I found ya. Cause I've been praying every night, every day. I go to the Lord like, please bring her in my life, I need her. Not because I'm incomplete, because she's my other half. She keeps me close and don't let.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Heritage_Radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.